Daily Light, September the 26th, morning. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. He who judges justly. Oh, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Each of us will give an account of himself to God. The soul who sins shall die. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who stands next to me, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, for the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Mercy triumphs over judgment. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A righteous God and a Saviour. Oh, there is none beside me. Just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. Deuteronomy 32:4, and 1 Peter 2:23, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Romans 14:12, Ezekiel 18:4, Zechariah 13:7, Isaiah 53:6, Psalm 85:10, James 2:13, Romans 6:23, Isaiah 45:21, and Romans 3:26-24. Daily Light, September the 26th. Evening. Death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54 and 1 Corinthians 15:57. Hebrews 2:14-15. Romans 6:8-11. Romans 8:37.